Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to the person that handles the online listings for John's Garage Door.
You're speaking to him.
Sir, good morning. My name is Saul. I'm calling you over at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good, that's good to hear. So, the reason for our call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and we wanted to speak to you about listing John's Garage Door on the first pages of Google for the keywords and categories there.
There's going to be a problem with that. Google and I aren't very good friends. We haven't been friends since they burned their side of the bridge last year. So the way it worked out, I've been in business for about 5 years. Very, very successful. I had over 40 five-star reviews, perfect reviews. The same as I have on, if you look at the Yelp, the same thing.
Okay.
And so last year, for whatever reason, Google decided to suspend my account. Now, I suspect that's because where I was located, about 90 miles from there, there was another garage door company that started out with a similar name as mine, and that's when they took my name down and took my listing off the maps. And I tried to get it back, but I was busy. Most of my work is word of mouth. I was so busy that I just didn't bother with it because it wasn't a simple fix. So now, in March, I moved from Portland, Oregon to San Antonio, Texas, because I don't buy all this woke crap going on. It's a joke. So I moved to San Antonio. There's a lot of business here. And then I've been trying to get my name out on Google Maps like I did before. And they say it's suspended due to quality issues. Now, what the hell does that mean? I can't get better quality than five-star reviews. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about. But they put the bridge on their end, not my end. It wasn't anything I did. So Google and I are very good friends right now. I'm a little pissed off at them. They really let me down.
Yeah, I can tell. I think this is something we could... Yeah, sorry. Am I speaking to John? Sir, this is Saul.
The owner. Yes.
Yes, sir. So, I think this is something we might be able to help you with, sir. I mean, this is something that we do. If we need to update the name of the company, if there's like an error issue, our text definitely on top of this. I mean, we have been doing this for 17 years. Sorry.
I see only one way to fix this. And then I start out with a whole other phone number and start from scratch, because I paid two different companies to take care of this. One I paid about $150 or almost $200 for, the other one I paid about $300, and neither could help me.
So, well, I understand.
When
I guess
somebody that says they're an expert can help me with this. How do I know they can until they do?
Right. Well, I understand. There's a lot of companies out there that claims to do what, you know, we do. Success on the internet is all about working with the right company. I mean, we have been in business for over 17 years. We're a certified premier Google's channel partner. I'm confident we can help you with your company on this one, sir. Sorry, where's my manners? My name is Saul.
That's what they said. That's what they said. They said the same thing. So how do I know any different? How do I tell you different? And how do I can tell the difference between you and anybody else? Because you're saying the same thing.
No, I get you. I understand. But as I mentioned earlier, sir, there's a lot of people that claims to do what we do, but only a handful of us get listed on the BBB with A+ rating.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, sir? Our reputable work speaks for ourselves. I hope. I mean, from what you're saying, you have a steady flow of work, and it was all gone with this listing because you can't even put up the same name. You're having errors, and this is something that we can assist
you
with.
Nobody knows me down here. Nobody knows my reputation.
You
know?
They can see
reputation on Yelp, but they can't on Google when they search for who's in my area.
Now, what I'm seeing here is we need to update that. You know, John, right? I'm speaking to John.
Yes.
So. You know Google, right? You know when you do a search on Google, there's a map that pops up with red dots. Then right below it, there's businesses listed that you can either click to call, see the website, or, you know, this Get Direction. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, yeah. I was on the front right. page of Google before they took me down.
Right, and this is something.
If you were in the Portland area and your ISP was in the same area and you typed in just garage door repair, my name was on the first page.
Mm-hmm. And it was took down. Oh wow! Oh wow! That's devastating.
It was taken down. Now showing only two reviews. It doesn't show the other 40. If you go on my website, you can see the other 40 because I screenshotted it. On my website.
But it's not appearing.
It's not appearing if you... yes, exactly.
Right on. Gotcha, sir. So you know the local map section, the ones where you at, right? That's where we're expert with. Because we provide a service that places companies there. Because, you know, 90% of the total revenue goes to those businesses. The reason we are calling you today, sir, is we had a position open up within our keywords and categories. So we're speaking with everyone in the area today looking for just one. But once we find them, we close out the area and we can't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do, making it exclusive. That's the main reason why we stay in business this long, sir. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Sorry. So, John, you mentioned that you have owned this for 5 years, but do you own it solely or do you have partners here, sir?
I'm sorry, what's your question?
Do you have a partner here for your company or solo owner?
I used to have my girlfriend did my bookkeeping and she's my partner, but we're no longer together and we're about 2,000 miles apart now.
Oh, wow.
I'm
sorry to hear that. I suppose.
Yeah, she's up in Portland. I'm in San Antonio, Texas, and she's actually getting ready to leave and go back to the Philippines, where her hometown is. So it's just me.
Right. Well, just to reiterate, I know you have mentioned already that I'm not too sure, but I want to confirm. Do you have a website already?
I do, yes.
Yes, that's where you get the reviews, right? Sorry, the screenshot for the reviews. Right.
Yeah, fix my garage door repair. Type it in and you'll see.
But is it currently active? I mean, if I try search for the website, would I be able to see it, or is it currently down?
Yeah. Type in the domain, fix my garage door repair.
Fix my garage door repair. Is it .com?
Fix my garage dot repair.
Oh, dot. Okay, gotcha, sir.
Yeah.
Repair.
Instead of .com, it's dot repair.
Awesome.
A lot of
okay.
people don't realize that's
a prefix. Okay, no worries. How far are you willing to travel for a new client in regards to service area?
About 20 miles.
20 miles. Now, you did mention that you moved to Houston, right?
No, I moved to San Antonio.
San Antonio, sorry. 2 miles. Gotcha. And
7-8-2-5-8. You'll see it on the website.
Gotcha. And when it comes to the target market, do you have a target market, or do you do both residential and commercial?
I do only residential. That's what I'm licensed for. That's what my truck is set up for.
And definitely you can handle more business, correct?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Now, sure. Being that this is an exclusive listing I'll be filling for you today, you do see the value in having your business on the first page of Google, correct?
Oh, yeah, and I did that. I did that myself just out of reviews. I worked really hard for 5 years. To get it. Well, it took a couple of years, but the last several years it's been there before they took it down. And they had no reason on taking it down. And I see no reason why I should have to pay money to put it back up. I just hope they fail, because I'm pissed off at them.
Mm-hmm. I understand. But if we could put you back there where you should be belong, I mean, we could get you found on not just on the keywords and categories that you used to be found, but on other keywords
easily.
And categories that may be able to help you. I mean,
you know,
is that something you would consider moving forward today?
Yeah, but I still get 2 or 3 calls in Portland. You know, I get more calls in Portland than I do down here.
As I mentioned, boss, this is something that we could help you with. Honestly, sir, because if updating is the main concern, you'll be having issues with that. This is something that we're experts with. Give me one second, okay?
Right.
Just I have my regional director here, John, jumping on the line
the
here.
Here's the problem with moving forward, though. I'm tapped out. I don't have money to spend on marketing. I don't even have $100 to spend on marketing. On top of being tapped out, I'm getting ready to go on a big trip, so I got to use what money I have on this trip, family reunion and whatnot. And so, so I'm tapped out. And
but you have money for a trip. I mean, this is business, sir. We're talking about, right?
Money
I mean,
sent,
I mean, if I'm just trying to visualize this. Sorry, John, I'm just trying to visualize this perfectly.
So I had money sent to me so I could do this trip.
Right.
So someone else is helping me pay for this trip that I'm going on.
Right. Well, I understand.
It's a family trip.
John,
but as far as
wanna...
business goes, I'm tapped out, and you know, I don't know how to trust you any different than the other two I trusted.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
John,
I don't know
any
different.
It is actually designed to fit the budget of small businesses. I mean, it's more affordable than you think. I mean, if you have like, as you mentioned, you have like $100 just to spend. I mean,
I don't even have $100 to spend on it. I don't even have $100 to spend on it.
No worries.
Next month might be a better month for me. I've got to build my capital up. But that's how far down I am.
I just want to let you know. John, that the moment, sir, that I end this call, I'll have to move into the next category. Here's what I could do best for you, sir. I could get my pricing director, John, put in some strings here, see what we could do with the budget, if it's budget concern. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's, of course, if there's something that you can move forward today.
Well, let's see what we can work with.
Awesome. Give me one second. Let me pull in John, okay? Stay in line, please.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this John?
Yes.